Good morning. This past week's daf is daf nun beis, the fourth perek in Maseches Ksuvos. As we start the last year of the year, I felt that it was appropriate to thank and to praise the Bnei HaChabura of the commitment that the Olam has to the Limud. And the involvement, the Reingetonkeit, is something taka unbelievable, something that everyone should be taka very proud of. How it's noticeable, how the limud of Daf HaShavua is something which is constantly on the mind of the Bnei HaChabura, and the questions and issues that are raised are things that is noticeable that it bothers Bnei HaChabura. That means that, you know, this is the feeling of the Kihem Chayenu. This is where things are at. This is what makes the difference. This is what establishes by me what I'm doing good, what makes me happy, what makes me concerned. That's Baruch Hashem, a beautiful thing. Give us yet Dishmaya further to continue. We should grow together. Yep, so the sugya on Daf Nun Beis, I start over here on the bottom of Nun Aleph Omer Beis. Let's go back on the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah talks about the din of one of the Tanai Ksuba is pidyon, the piruk, to redeem one's wife if she's captured. Now the Mishnah, in quoting what
is that still in the current day Ksuba? In those days it was a real issue. I mean, it was a real concern, but Baruch Hashem, I haven't heard of too many women being captured because of Baruch Hashem. It should never happen again, but I'm saying, like, do we write in the Ksuba?
Now that you mention it, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't remember hearing it. Yeah. I mean, I don't pay attention.
You did once.
It should have easy work.
Okay, we may get to that. Remind me afterwards, we'll check up the Nusach.
Where is the Nusach found?
I mean, it's printed in some Sudum, you could find it. Yes, and the Mishnah says as follows. Right, the Mishnah is talking in context. If it's not there, right, that a person is Mukhiv anyway, since it's Tanai Bezdin, but we see from the Mishnah that what is this Chiv, what are the Gedorim. So Mishnah says as follows: Im tishtaboye fakhinach veisfinach lilintu. That's the Mishnah daf Nun Aleph. Mishnah im tishtaboye. If you're captured, afakhinach veisfinach lilintu. I will redeem you, and I will take you back as my wife. So there's a mention over here of staying married to her. Uvakehenes, the Mishnah says, "Adunach l'mdinaseich." Okay, Hennes, there is a shine hanusach, and the reason for that is because of the din of shavuya, which she becomes nesar to a kain, so she's also to her husband shavuya. The difference between Eishes Yisrael and Eishes kain shenensa, and therefore, it doesn't say there is no obligation, there's no chiv to take her back, you can't take her back. Rather, ahadrinach limdinosech, that he'll redeem her and bring her back location wise. And she'll go back to Beis Avia.
She's also to her husband because she became a zona, halachically? Is that the
So the truth is that, I mean, there could be more than one issue, right? Because whatever the din, Eshi Sisrael, that's Mizana Tachas Baila, is also is also, that's the nusveishes ish.
Only if she does it beratzon.
So now the question is, what's by a ashes kain, right? Which has that din? Is that only mitzad the din of zayna, or the ikis din of ashes ishal shezin? So that halacha by a kain applies, even if she's nansa.
It might be the main din of
like Eishes Yisrael.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From Vehu Tama or something. Vehilan Espasa. Vehilan Espasa. Oh, that was the three ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Now Rashi on the Mishnah says as follows: Uva Kehenes. At the Mishnah, we're just looking at the part of the Mishnah over there. We're going to discuss now. I definitely not an alpha and alpha. Okay, that he can't stay married to her once she's captured. Is koisel lo afakinach vajinach levinos lo fisheishes koin asu lebayla imnenso. And she's koin is also to her husband if she's nenso. Yeah, so we were just discussing before. First of all, as far as the Eishes Yisrael is concerned, that I mean, the etzem chiyuv to be paid to her, that we understand. Now, what is this vajina chlila into? Vayismina chlila into? Is that a separate chiyuv? Is that a chiyuv at all? So we'll see a little bit from the Gemara how that presents itself, and what ramifications it has with the Ikar Pidyon. So let's see. Zot Gemara. Okay, right now we're on the Gemara on Nud Alpha and Beis on the bottom. Omer Abaya, Amon L'Kohen Gadol Chai L'Ftoiso. Shani Kairba Uvakehenes Hadrinach L'Mdinasich. Abai says as follows, that if you discussing now an Eishes Kohen, let's say the Eishes Kohen, she's also to her husband for a different reason, not aside from the Shvuya, but for example, it's Amon L'Kohen Gadol, and Gadol married an Almona, so she's also to her, she's also to him, right? Mm-hmm. Is so Zokta Baya, that he's mukhiv to redeem her. Now the truth is that in order to properly appreciate what this is, we have to see the hemshech advarim. Uvekayhenes, I'm sorry. Mamzeres in Silly Israel. And this is really muskum lakol, that one is not mechuyev. She's Yisrael. She's not that the tnai ksuba talks about taking her back. So if she's an osur to him, then he's not mechuyev to be poyder in the first place. Now, there's something, just a basic point that we have to speak out over here, which Rashi tells us.
The bottom Rashi?
Yeah, the bottom Rashi. And Rashi discusses that if she's osur to him, if this marriage wasn't valid in the first place, so b'chlal is there nechiyev ksuba. Right? So look Rashi as follows. Amon l'kayin godl kaim elon kamon perek amon l'zaynis ye ishlo ksuba utnai ksuba hahu dil mishkol meipak koi. Zokt Rashi tells us as follows, that the sugis later one could find out that even though she's osur, and therefore one might have thought that there are no chiyuv ksuba to marriage, which, so the truth of the matter is that it is true. It is true that chiyuvim of ksuba, not all the chiyuvim are here. And the Gemara says the difference is the chiyuvim which are the mishkal or the meipak koi.
What does mishkal mean?
To take. Ulmeipak, and to be moitzi. Something which is part of the tzia process, or if she's leaving, so such a thing, there is a chiyuv. Avo b'tznaik suvad l'meikam kamei tinoim, which are involved in this that she's staying by him, kigoy mizaynes urufu amrim b'yivomus the less law the perkeish m'toris. So Rashi first tells us that even though it's true that a marriage which is aser does not have all the chiyuvim, but that's only chiyuvim which are to enhance the kima of the marriage. But the chiyuvim which don't involve that, then he is mechuyev.
According to those that say that ksuba is drabanan, isn't the point of the ksuba that the benos yisod should not be hefker and it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her? Like it should be a scare to him. Oh, I have to pay this large amount of money. He should be hesitant to divorce her. But here, I mean, clear from Rashi and obviously Alman Kohen Gadol or whatever, Kavusha Chalisa Kohen Hender or Mam Dorsim Nisim Yisro, we don't want them to stay married. So let them get divorced. So why do we need a ksuba to encourage him to stay married and not make it easy for him to divorce her?
So
he might be hesitant. He might say, I don't want to divorce her because I have to pay $20,000. So, you know, he'll hold back from divorcing her. We wanted her to divorce her right as fast as possible.
So the truth is that we haven't discussed Mon Masayim. Right? As far as that's concerned.
Yesh lo ksuba v'tanai ksuba. The kofar and beis.
But weren't we just mechalik? What's the ikar mon masayim she has? The ikar mon masayim she has.
How the ksuba is going to be a scare for him? He's going to say, let's say he wants to do tshuva, he wants to divorce his wife. He's also too. He's going to say, oh, I have to pay out all this money. I'm not going to delay divorcing her.
Well, he doesn't really have a choice, right?
I understand that, but
you're saying what's the point?
Yeah, what is the whole point of the ksuba that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce his wife? But here we want to divorce his wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I don't know what the answer to that is, but let's just try to get, because I don't want to get sidetracked over here. But the point that we're just saying over here like this is that Rashi tells us that tnai ksuba, which are to enhance the kiyum of the marriage, the hainu mizoynus fua, things like that he's not mechuyev. However, things which are the meipakoi, that he's still mechuyev. Now let's just follow that through, right? Now, zok Rashi v'hochash min nabai the tnaik suba de perkuna islo. That tnaik suba of pidyon there is the meikora ishtabilo.
We're
reading
the
Rashi.
Last line of the Rashi in the bottom of the page, second to last.
Yeah,
line.
I'm looking.
That as far as Pidyon is concerned, that's something that he's taka mechuyev. Dmeikora ishtabidlo. Initially, there is a shibud, a schayvus. Shaharei aflek sheira loy hoya masne. Because even a ksheira, a koyin, part of the tanai is not to take her back. Ela adrinach lim dinosech. For hanami krinen bei hochi. So this, the fact that she's also tim for another reason, is not a contradiction to that. Therefore, this ties also in the category of lemishkal lemeipak, and therefore he's mechuyev. So when you're talking about an eshes kohen, the tnai ksuba of pinyan is just to redeem her, take her away from the shaboyim. That's all it is. But to continue the marriage, that's b'chal not part of it, because she's also to him. So therefore, this is b'chal, the chiyum of tnai ksuba that he's mechuyev. However, zoktabayim mamzeres and shili yisrael eni chay leftoisish en ani kerba v'esfinach li leintu. Zok Rashi, mamzeres and shili yisrael af agav de islo ksuba u tnai ksuba de lemishkol u lemeipak, even though they are tnai ksuba, the tnai ksuba which she'll take and she will leave him, not to stay married to him, less lo tnai ksuba de perkuna. The tnai ksuba of pidyon she doesn't have, de meikara lo yishtabilo, because that, he was never mechuyiv to her. Now, how do we understand what this Rashi means? Is this that Eishes Yisrael, and if she's also to him, so he's not Mechuyev, is he referring to what Rashi said before, that the Iker Din of she's also to him, so that in itself is the reason why the Tanai Ksuba, she doesn't have the Tanai Ksuba, and the Tanai Ksuba of an Eishes Yisrael is a Tanai which is Lemekim Kamei. Is that what it means? Or what it means is that in this Chiv itself, there is a dependency to be Perker and take her back. And therefore, only if it's possible to take her back was he Mechuyev in the first place. Right, I'll repeat that again. Is that, see, one, I'll start from the other side over here. Right, that one could have understood that the reason why a mamzeres and an eishes yisrael, which she's also to her husband, the reason why there's no chiyuv pidyon is because the chiyuv pidyon itself has a dependency. The chiyuv pidyon is that I will redeem you and take you back. So only if he could take her back, then he's mechuyev to be part to redeem her. If he can't take her back, you know, there's like a condition on that chiyuv. Right. So according to this, right, in the ikar chiyuv of period, there is a condition, and that condition can't be met, so that's why he's not mechuyev, right? Because within the conditions of the ikar chiyev pidyon, there's a condition which this condition is not possible here. That's why he's not mechuyev. Is that the reason, or the reason is for like what Rashi brought up in the first place, that there is no chiyev ksuba in the first place by an Eishes Yisrael. By there's no chiyuv in the first place on things which are lemekam. And by an Eishes Yisrael, that's what it is. It's a lemekam. Right? So that's what, how do you understand? Did it have to do with this Rashi over here? The reasoning? Or it has to do with the condition of the Tanai itself in the Ksuba.
So let's say even a Yisrael were to write the same ksuba as a Kohen. He used that, they never put in the Lashon Hoshivu into. Would that, in this second Shita now that you're saying, meaning in the first Shita, maybe then we would say, then
well,
would...
I didn't even get to a Machlokes. You're in the second Shita, you're referring to a Machlokes of Bayin Rov right now.
No, I'm talking your two Shitas.
My two Shitas. Oh, I see, you call it that. My okay, we call those Stodim. Okay, all right.
And your two Stodim.
Yeah.
So,
right,
if,
exactly,
let's say
right.
If a Yisrael had written the Ksuba the same way a Kohen would. So on the Tzad that you were saying this time in the first Shita, the middle of the first Tzad, so it sounds like he would be just like a Kohen, that Baye would agree that he would have to bring him back.
If there was no mention in the Ksuba itself, right?
Of Le'intu, right.
Of Le'intu, right.
Right, so on that right. First Tzad, it would be for sure that he would be like a Kohen and he would have to bring her back because it's not conditional on that.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
On your second side, would it change? Would you say now he would be chuyiv to bring her back because it's not conditional and it has nothing to do with being Mekayim, it's only Lemepak? Or would you say no, now that he can, because once he's poda her, he can bring her back as opposed to a Kohen, who can't bring her back, then it's still Lameikim. That pigeon is Lameikim, because once he's Boder, he can bring her back.
He can't bring her back, she's a Mamzeris.
Right, in other words, the question would be, you wouldn't be able to go to the, you know, to get the standard ksuva in this case here.
He can't bring her back, she's a Mamzeris.
You know, how should they write the ksuva for a Mamzeris?
So the truth is, we know that it's not really relevant how you write it, right? Because that's what the Mishnah is really saying, right? You know, it's what the chiv, it is what it is.
The denied
Beis Din. Right.
Right, but again, what
should it
the
be?
Denied
what would it be?
Din?
What the time Beis Din would be?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My point was is that it's true, you're not allowed to take her back because it's Mamzeres. But the pigeon itself, because the Iker pigeon has the ability to bring her back, it's now called something that's Lameikim, and not Lameipuk.
But why does it right. have the ability to bring her back if she's a Mamzeres?
Right, so we're saying that for a Mamzeres,
because the Ksuba is the Ksuba. So this ksuba was written for all women. Mm-hmm. So each tanai it's either one kind of a tanai. It's a tanai lemekim or it's a tanai lemepuk. This is before you get to who they're marrying. Every ksuba, all the tanayim are in one category.
She wasn't the mamzeres.
Yeah. Meaning, no, but forget about who's getting married, whether it's an iser. You have a ksuba. Every tanai is called either a tanai lemekim or it's called a tanai lemepuk.
Lamepuk means to go out.
No, it's right. It's okay. Either a Tanai.
Is out,
right. I mean, it either has, it's a Tanai that has to do with going in and out, mm-hmm. or it's a Tanai that has to do with keeping the marriage going. Mm-hmm. So if you say that pidyon by Yisrael in general, before you get to Mamzeres, it's that Tanai is called a Tanai Lamekim.
Yeah.
Because you can bring her back. So now, even though you now wrote it for a Mamzeres who can't come back, but that Tanai is called a Tanai Lameikim. That's how I was learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not learning right, but that's the way
okay,
I was saying.
Okay, fine.
I think from your two Stadim, Rashi makes it pretty clear from the way I read the Rashi.
Yeah, let's hear.
That for Yisrael, it's Lameikim. It's to do with the previous Rashi on the bottom of a previous summer with Mepuk
and Mekim.
I think that's pretty clear
for
the Rashi. No? That's
the way I read it. Let's see, what do you see in the Rashi?
Afagav the Isla Ksuba, the Tanai Ksuba, the Mishka Mepuk. Less the Tanai Ksuba, the Perkana, the Mekolo Shtabla. Because it's the Mekim. if it had nothing to do with Mishkan, Mepuk, and Mekum, then he wouldn't have brought that in at all. It's not part of the topic. Right now, he can't be Mekayim the Tanaya v'Vinach Lach Leimzu. He should have just said he can't be Mekayim the Tanaya. He can't be Mekayim that part of the. He doesn't say that.
Okay, what does the Ilum say over here? What do you hear over here in the Rashi? Afagav de islok subo tnaik subo de lemishka ulmeipak. Even though suba tnaik subo, which is the mishka meipak, there is less lo tnaik subo de pekuno to meikora lo yishtabid lo. Right, meikora lo yishtabid lo.
The Mishkan will make it is to pay and bring
to go
it
out. The Mishkan make it needs to go out. He has to have the ksuba.
Shani Karibo.
He has the obligation to the ksuba. He could do a forbidden wife. If the marriage was in effect, to give her, maybe it needs to go out.
Yes.
I don't know what that word means, but.
What is the Mishkan?
It's supposed to take.
Oh.
And bring, yeah. No. Going in and going out, as opposed to.
Mishkan refers to you know what he's doing over here, right? He's giving, let's say, Benes Yisrael, right? That would refer to she's taking the redemption and leaving, right?
Oh,
she's taking it and going.
Okay, so let's see if this point will come clear over here. So far, what we have over here like this. Is that let's start from this side of things. By an Eishes Yisrael, it's Mevuyah over here, that if she's also Labayla, so there's no chiv to be paid to her in the first place. She'en ani kareba v'isfinach li le'intu. She'en ani kareba v'isfinach li le'intu.
That sounds like the other side.
Right.
The words in the Gemara sound like the other
side.
The words of Rashi sound like.
Right. So yeah, that's not so clear. So I want to see how the Olam learned to rap with the Mashmos of the Rashi is. Yeah. Right. The Gemara rather would sound like this other side. Right. That like as if that there's a dependency by an Eishes Yisrael. Eishes Yisrael, the chiyuv pidyon is dependent on the taking back, and since over here he can't take her back, so there is no chiyuv. Mashen came by a kohen that the ikar chiyuv was not dependent on that, and therefore the fact that she's also to him maybe for additional reasons don't change anything. Right, that is the mashmoy zagimor.
Now let's say, according to Abaya, that it's not just different wording, but the tenai of Isha's kohen, the tenai of Isha's soul, is a whole different responsibility for redeeming her. It's not just a technicality. Do you take her back as a wife, or you bring her back her to Medina? It's a different dip from the start.
I want to hear what you're saying. What you're saying to me, it sounds like you're saying it's more than different conditions, right? You could have understood that it's just different conditions when you have the chiv and when you don't. But it sounds like you're saying something a little deeper than that. You know, if it's a condition, so the redemption is all the same. It's just the different conditions. But it sounds like
Rashi says that in Rava.
What?
That H's coin, H's roll are shoving.
Well, I don't know if what I said right now with shoving is a shoving, but
they're the same thing, just just to have technicalities, whether you can bring her back as a wife or if she's mother to you or not. But it's the same din to redeem her, and it's all one din, just to have different tonight.
Okay, but let's get there, and then we'll speak out the difference, right? And we'll see what we're referring to here. Yeah. Zot gimor. Zot gimor. Rova Omar. Kol sheis shivuya goyrim lo chay liftoiso. Eisid over achar goyrim lo eni chay liftoiso. Rova says, he gives us a rule, and he says, kol sheis shivuya goyrim lo chay liftoiso. Now he's, like Rashi tells us, is beikar what the chiddush in Rava over here is benigay to Eishes Kain. If Issa Shavuy is goyrim lo to be also to him, chayv liftoisum. Issa Dovracha goyrim lo, ain't a chayv liftoisum. So Rashi. Rava Omar. B'mamzeres in sinik habayis spirulei. Concerning Eishes Yisrael, Mamzeres in the scene, and Eishes Yisrael, which is also to her husband, he holds like Abayim, to lo yishtabid lo, that he's not mechuyif. Avul ba'almon l'koyin godul, polo gale, he argues with the first halach, almon l'koyin godul, the din of Eishes Koyin, b'yoma, meikor lo yishtabid l'kehenes, that there's no chiv in the first place. V'hajinachim dinosich, Elo machmas she'os isra shvuya olov. This that he's mechuyev to redeem her and bring her back is only if the iser is the iser shvuya, the shvuya itself, the captivity itself is what creates the iser. Aval nesra machmas davar acher. However, if she was also to him because of a different reason, even before the Shvi'ah itself, loy nishtabed. The Tnaik Suba, the Yisrael, the Koyin, Shoven. The Rashi says something over here, right? This is what Eliyahu was referring to. The Rashi says that the explanation is as follows. The Tnaik Suba, the Yisrael, the Koyin, Shoven, him. That fundamentally, the Tnaik Suba of a Kohen in Yisrael, I'm referring specifically, what we're referring to is the din of pidyon right now, are the same. Elo shekohen mas ne'imo shafil teyosa olov machma shviyosa leitivsid ksubas perkuna. That the Kohen, the tnai of the Kohen is that even though she'll become also to him, that she won't lose it. Even though she's also to him, machmas the piruk, but that specifically that machmas the shvi'ah, but that specifically talks to the shvi'ah itself. But if there's any other reason for her to be also to him, so then it's like an Eishes Yisrael, which there's no chiv. Now let's hear for a minute what that means. Now, this is where it might make a difference in the understanding, right, of what we discussed before, right? What is the understanding over here? According to Rava says that if you have an Eishes Kohen, that she's also to him for a different reason other than the Shvi'ah. Initially, Ma'amon L'Kohen Gol, right? Ma'amon L'Kohen Gol, she's also to him. On that, Rava says that there is no Chiyuv Pidyon. That, it will be similar to that of Eishes Yisrael. Now, like this. Let's start from this side of things. See, if the understanding would have been like we were saying, the Mashmoyes HaGemora was that there's a condition over here, right? By Eishes Yisrael, the chiyuv pidyon of Eishes Yisrael is dependent on taking her back, and if he can't take her back, there is no chiyuv. So by Eishes Kohen, the Ma'aseh, I mean there is no such a condition. I mean, he can't take it back. So that's never part of what it is. So if that's so, how could it be that it now became a condition? How could we equate Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael? What does it mean that fundamentally they're the same? You hear what we're asking? If the understanding by an Eishes Yisrael was that there's a condition in the Ikra Chiyuv Pidyon that taking her back, and therefore one is dependent on the other. He's only Mechuyev in the first place, only to take her back. But Eishes Kohen doesn't have such a condition. Right? In the Tanakh Suva. So if that's so, then how would a different Isser play a role the same way it plays a role by an Eishes Yisrael? How would that be? So let's hear. So how did you understand this Shitas Rava? Right, what does the Rashi say? Why, according to Rava, is it that the only difference that there is only if she's Nesa Machma Shvia. But if the issue is because of something else, then an Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael are all the same. What does the Rashi mean here? Rashi says that Tnai Ksuva, the Yisrael of the Kohen Shavin, Elo, Shehakoin Masne Imo, Shafil Teyosa, Olof Machma Shviyoso, Leitivsa Ksubas Perkuno. But Rashi's saying over here that it would sound like that. The by an Eishes Kohen, what's nischadish over here is even though fundamentally, the fact that she's also to him should play a role, the shvia, the fact that she's nesa b'shvia, but that's what the Tanai is saying. The Tanai of a Kohen is saying that being Nesar, Machmas, an intrinsic Isser, which is the Isser Shvia, that's not something which is going to affect the Chiyuv. And he'll be Mechuyev even so. But that's all that the Taksumba of a Kohen, which is different than that of Yisroel. Now, what I mean to say is like this. How do you understand this point? Right? Maybe this would be a reason to decide one of these two options that we discussed before. Right? This is what we mean to raise over here. That why Taki is it that a Kohen is not Mechuyev? Right? According to Rava, if she's also Machmas Davra Acher, right? What's missing in his Chiyuv? Why is he not Bechuyev? Where does it come from, the fact that she's also to him as a reason not to redeem her? Where is there any mention, or where does it come from? The fact that if she's also Bnei Eishes Yisrael, right, there is such a thing, right? In the Ksuv itself, in the Ketan Ksuv, it talks about taking her back. But by a Kohen, there is no discussion about that. Right, so what's the answer to this question? Where does it come from that by an Eishes Kohen that the pidyon should have anything to do with whether she's mutter to him or not?
I guess the way I understood is that the chiyuv pidyon that they made was only for a woman that from the beginning of the marriage was mutter to you. If from the beginning of the marriage she wasn't mutter to you, they never gave you a chiyuv pidyon at all.
So what is that? So is that part of what we discussed before, the din of lemeipak? That's what we want to know. See, that would sound like that's more like that.
But I don't know if that's going to fit through the sugya where we start talking about distinctions between the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? That might hold here.
Okay, so Rabbi, so when we get to it, we might have to shift a little bit, right? But this is really where these two tzedakim become relevant over here, right? If something is in schadish later,
I think I looked at it a little.
Yeah, let's see how you understand it. Yeah,
is that it was tonight based in that a person has to redeem his wife,
right?
Right, and so clearly by a Kohen, there's an understanding that when he redeems her, it can't be referring to and taking her back,
right?
Because he's never going to be allowed to.
Right.
So for that to make sense, the Chacham obviously had to say for a Kohen, that's not a Tanai.
Right.
And the question is when the Chachamim were mechalek between the Kohen and the Yisrael, right? Were they fine tuned, just to make, on this one specific case, which again would be nonsensical, not to make the Tanai because it would totally
the whole thing, right?
Right? Or did they make it a more broad exception that? Well, this exception of this part of the Tanai that has to take it back, but Chalal doesn't apply. That's sort of how I.
What we're just trying to hear that, and is that being that he can never take her back, so. So how could that be a condition?
So in other words. Are we saying that, and therefore, by a Kohen, it's Bechlal, we don't look at whether you take back or not?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we say that, that specifically, in a case where the, where the kidnapping, caused the Yisr, So we overlook the fact that he didn't take her back.
So intrinsically, but how do you understand this over here? That, so, like, where is this contingency depending on being able to take her back for other reasons? Like, it's not practical. And I was going to say, how does that present itself as a condition? That's what the difficulty that we're having over here.
That the Chachamim never made a Tanai that you had. In other words, the Chachamim never made a Tanai by other conditions that you have to redeem her. Right?
They never made.
Right, just like by Israel, they doesn't have to redeem her.
Well, let's talk about Israel, right? Let me just see how you're understanding by Israel if she's also. Why is that so?
So in such a case, there's no tanai in the ksuba that he has to take her back. Right? That again, parts of the ksuba apply, parts don't apply. So you
understand that again, it has to do with what Rashi brings right away. In being that there's an isser, so certain apply and certain don't apply. Right, that's where it comes from. And if there is an Isser, so this does not apply, right? This does not apply. Now, by Kohen, it does apply, so, where does it start, right? I mean, there is such a thing as a pidyon, right, which could be even, which is lemeipak, right? That's what Kohen fundamentally is.
Right, but they made a different, how they made this tonight, they made differently by Kohanim and non-Kohanim. And the question is, how broadly did they make that distinction? Did they just totally get rid of that condition, or did they get rid of it in this specific example?
Okay. All right. I mean, that's true. That's true what you're saying. Okay. We're just trying to get it. Okay. Sort of like this is what. So really the Eishes Kohen really fundamentally is also the Chiyuv Ksuba. Is only let's start the other way. B'chiv ksuba is mechayev to redeem his wife. Now if he's also to her, but nothing to do with the, taking her back or not. Just what? Just on the fact that he's also to her, so that really should have been a reason why, just like by an Eishes Yisroel, that should have been a reason why also why there is no chiv. There is no chiv.
When you say Eishes Yisroel, you mean by mamzeres?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There should have been. Shvuya is an exception. Machma shvuya. So when we talk about, of course, that's you have every time. So the chiv, but this is really introduced as an exception, that we don't look at the issa shvuya as a reason to prevent the chiv from being chal. But fundamentally, Eishes Kohen is like that of a Yisroel, that if he's also to his wife, there should be no ksubi either. How did you understand this?
I'm not sure we're really saying differently. I think you might have misunderstood what I was saying before.
Mm-hmm.
You had a problem with the beginning of the marriage. I didn't mean whether she's usher at the beginning of the marriage or not. That's not what I meant. What I meant is that the ksuba was never written, that chiyuv of ksuba was never written for a woman that would be an isser. And it doesn't matter whether the isser came at the beginning of the marriage or later in the marriage. I mean, maybe she had an illicit affair in the middle of the marriage, and then she was taken shvuya right afterwards. But now that she's also to her baal, it would be that the chiyuv ksuba, that chiyuv of a pigeon, was simply never written for such a woman, whether it was a Yisrael or a Kohen. And then when they wrote that language in the ksuba, v'olvinas l'mindintech, it didn't come to say that there's no condition at all. It just came to include this one situation if the isser is because of the shvuya. I think we're saying the same thing, no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No? Do you disagree? Mm-hmm. Do you say differently?
Yeah, okay, I hear that. Definitely hear that. Mm-hmm.
I think that Rava have Baya arguing whether, I said before, I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
Whether the Tanai Ksuba for redeeming a wife is the same for Yisrael and a Kohen, and there was one Tanai Ksuba enacted for both. Just the technicality, a Kohen, if she became Asa through being a Shvuya, he can't take her back, so he has to bring her back to Medina, but it's really one Tanai Ksuba? Or is it two different, totally Tanai Ksubas? There's a Tanai Ksuba for a Kohen, there's a Tanai Ksuba for Yisrael. It's a different Tanai from the start, from the get-go. It's not the same. It's not the same redemption. It's a different redemption. That's how Abaye is understanding.
But you're saying it very strong. It's a different redemption, or they have totally different conditions.
It's a different redemption. One's a redemption that's.
Is it just that there's a different Tanai? The fundamental thing is to redeem, but by a Kohen, there's no Tanai that he can bring her back. But so just a difference in the Tanai. Or is it that fundamentally you want to say is that the whole purpose of the redemption by Yisrael is to bring her back as a wife, and the whole purpose of the redemption by a Kohen is to bring her back to Medina.
Right.
That's what you said. Okay.
Yeah. And that's how the Chachamim instituted from the start. And therefore it's irrelevant whether it's the Issur is Machmas Shvuya or Issur is Machmas something else, because it's a different type of Perkona. It's a different type of Tanai Ksuba. It's a different responsibility. It's nothing to do with... See, according to Rava, he's really redeeming her to bring her back to himself. But if he's a Kohen, when she gets to the front door, he has to say, I'm sorry, I have to bring you back to your father's house. I can't bring you in the front door. It's something blocking the front door. But technically, he's really bringing her back to himself. And if they're also from the start, Amar LeKohen Gadol, which called the Kohen Hedget, Mamzeres in Israel, it doesn't matter why. If they're also from the start, the whole Tanai pinyon doesn't start from the first place. But according to Abaya, it's a different pinyon. The pinyon that applies to Yisrael, the Tanai Ksuba, it doesn't start from the first place, Mamzeres in Israel, because it's not a Sevinich Lechle into. The pinyon that they set up for Kohanim does apply. You can be Mekayim the full pinyon. It's nothing to do with trying to bring her back. You're just bringing her to the father. That's irrelevant whether she's also today because of the Shuvah, she's also before. She was always also. It doesn't matter. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But see, but the way you're talking right now, gratis sounds like not what you were saying in the Rashi. Right? This sounds very, very much that we're discussing the Tanai itself, right? What did Chazal want over here? If the purpose is to bring her back as a wife, so, you know, if you can't, so then we're not interested in this. So Mamzeres and Sinli Yisrael, the reason why he's not Mechoyiv is because he can't accomplish the purpose of what we want to do. Right?
Right.
Right? More, right? And so not so much because she, if she's also, so Chazal didn't give in other words, this wouldn't necessarily have to work like other Tanoi Ksuba, which are Lamekum, right? As far as that's concerned, it's more local, right? Right over here, what do we want with the Piruk?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, but what I would just like to hear over there is that how would we understand according to Rava that the Piruk is to bring her back. How do you understand that if practically speaking he never could, so how do you understand that? Right, what would that mean? That fundamentally he's supposed to take her back to wife. No, boss, he just happens to be that there's something blocking him in the actuality. So but being that presents itself every single time. So how do you understand? So why should that be the fundamental chiv to bring her back? Is that possible to understand such a thing like that? To say fundamentally, you really bring her back, and we see that happening. It's just like this, you know, at the last part of things, you know, things went wrong. Right.
Well, what's clear is that Rava is saying that if the Issa was pre-existing.
Right.
In both cases, it's in the whole.
No, you're right. I was just trying to understand that I'm having a little difficulty in that to say that according to Rava, fundamentally, the purpose of Perkuna is to bring her back as a wife. That's something which applies even to everyone. Even Eishes Kain has such a thing like that. And we look at the Shavuya as like a technical thing, but how is it possible that doesn't affect the Iker purpose? How can you divide the two things? If practically speaking, he can't take it back because of the Shavuya, so how could we understand Takana Chazal? You know, set it up and look at it as if the Chiv Taka is to take her back. You know, it's. The Shvuya, like we could, like, you know, look past that. Right? How could that not affect the Iker Chiyuv? That was what I was having a little difficulty with.
I'm just wondering what's the other choice to leave her by the as a Shvuya.
The other choice?
To leave her as a Shvuya.
Okay,
they'll have to go to the stock organizations and make a...
Okay, but so maybe Chazal made it kind of like that we shouldn't leave a Bas Yisrael in this.
That, but that's not really so much the issue. we're just trying to understand how it was set up that by Eishes Kain, even though she's always osur to him, right? And nevertheless, is a chiyuv piruk. Right? So how does that work? That when she's osur to him because of a different reason, now she's not mechuyev. Now, Shlomo said his explanation. I'm really, really, really talking to the way Elio is explaining it, that this idea that fundamentally the chiv is to bring is to marry her, and as if we look at it that if the shvuya is the reason why he can, so and then like we look at it as if he's taka bringing her back, you know, lesbinically into right tequila. That's how we're viewing it.
Can I say it a little bit different?
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. A little adjustment on that.
When a husband and a wife are husband and wife in good standing and they're really mutter to each other, so she's his wife all along, and then she's taken captive. She's still his wife in full force, and he has all the chiyuvim from the start until now. He has all the chiyuvim to redeem her. He has to redeem her. He has that pergona. When the marriage started off be'isser, so even though we pass in that kedushin is tosef v'chayv alavim, it's not a wife in good standing. It's not his wife. It's not something. It doesn't start from the whole concept of it's his wife. We want to bring her back. He's not bringing back his wife. It's every minute he's together with her, he's doing an isser. It's not something. So when the marriage started off with isser in the first place, whatever the reason why it started off with isser in the first place, the whole chiyuv of perkona doesn't go into effect from the start, because it never was a mutter dikka husband wife relationship, so it didn't have the takanas hachama of perkona.
Okay. I'm here a little different. You're saying that like a different, little different explanation here. Okay.
I want to put something out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems maybe the issue is that the whole issue of him bringing her back as a wife by a regular kohen, a regular situation, mutter marriage, it's all because of him. It's because of his kedushas kohen that he can't bring her back. It has nothing to do with her at all. So in that was the exclusion. Even if, when will I bring you back, even though I can't take you back as a wife? Then the isser of bringing you back as a wife is solely because of my tzad of having kedusha that I can't have you. But if it would be from a different reason,
what's that model of kohen gadol? Isn't that from his kedusha's kuna?
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of.
Well, maybe just adjust that a little bit, right? Because I mean, the way you spoke it out, I wouldn't hear the chiluk so well. Right?
By an almanah from a kohen gadol, isn't he os kohen gadol? He can still stay married to her. He's os kohen gadol, no?
He can't stay married to her.
He can't stay married to her. But he can if he goes down from kohen gadol. He's not a kohen gadol anymore. You can't do that.
You can't do that. Uh-huh, once you're a kohen gadol, you're a kohen gadol forever.
Uh-huh. That doesn't nullify him from kohen gadol status.
And then he can't serve. He can't do the avoda.
He can.
He cannot.
He cannot.
He would have to appoint a different kohen gadol.
Uh-huh. So I thought that
he was you can correct me if I'm saying
no. But right. Yeah. But he still has
the kedusha.
He still has. I thought if he was post kohen gadol. Oh. Maybe he could stay married. No.
Right. He actually can't stay married there, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay,
just raising over here. If somebody, what do you want to say?
So, if we can peek at the end of the sugya.
Okay.
Right? So, when we make, and we don't just apply this coming back specifically by Easter, we also apply it if the husband dies, you know, if the Yershim have to, right? So I mean, I was a little specific in learning that
right.
Thing. Does that apply to a Kohen or not? You know, let's say the Yershim of a Kohen, would they have to, because again, by, you know, this again might fit into what Eliyahu was saying, is that is that we view that the whole concept of the redeeming is different. It has nothing to do with them coming back together. It's just the feeling that when there's a captivity, he has to redeem her. And therefore, if he's not around, his Yorshim would have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
okay, right. So you're raising an important shaila over there. Very relevant. Okay, but let's see if we attack again. We're running a little late over here because we started late. But let's just see if just Akoponim put together. Okay, fine. Just we raise the point of how to understand where this is. But let's see. So what we have over here is the Machlokes Abaye and Rava in the understanding of the guidelines of the Chiyuv Piruk of an Eishes Kohen. Abaye holds that being that an Eishes Kohen is always also to her husband, and nevertheless Chazal gave a Chiyuv Pidyon, so therefore Isser of any kind has no bearing on the Chiyuv Piruk. And if Abaye holds, he's always mechuyev. Rava holds that fundamentally isurim do have an effect on the chiyuv pidyon of a kohen, just like Eishes Yisrael, and it's just shvuya which is the only issur which doesn't affect. Okay, right, that's what we see in the Gemara. Now let's see, Zog to Gemara, Lemi Ketanoi. The Gemara talks as follows. Hamadas ishte v'nishbis. So Hamadas ishte, so he asked her Hano on his wife, so she's also to him. And this is a new reason why she might be also to him. V'nishbis. Okay, so this is a case of a wife which is also to her husband, and now it's relevant to Chiyuv Pidyon. Rablezer Mepoid v'nais n'oksubosa. Reb Lezer holds that there is a chiyuv pidyon. Shum Oimer, no, nois naksubasa the einoi poide. There's no chiyuv pidyon. Omar Rabbi Nosson, shaalti esumchis ki shom Rabbi Shua noisin loksubasa the einoi poide. This that Rabbi Shua holds that there's no chiyuv pidyon in this situation. Is that
specifically about
Tashmish? You want to know if it doesn't include that?
Is he specifically saying that she's also to get that he won't have Tashmish with her? Is that what Mother Ishto is?
It could be any Hano, right? But as long as it includes that's what's Mechayev and Timoitzi here. Yeah.
Because he made
the Israel. Yeah. So this Braisa continues, the Braisa is found. Omar ibn Asim. Shati is Sumchis Kisha Omar Abishua Noisin Lok Subasa Ve'ene Poide. She is Rabbi Yeshua who holds that he's not Mechuv in Pidyon when he's Madar Yishtoi. Kishedira Lubasayif Nishpis. Is that talking about when the neder was there first? Or that even applies when she was first captured, and then he made the neder. In that case also, he's potter. And the issue of that is that person might use this as a way to potter himself from the chiyuv pidyon. So you should ask Haromo. V'omar li lo shemati. So Sumcha says that I wasn't lo shemati. I didn't hear. I don't have any Kabbalah concerning this from my Rebbeim. However, v'nirin dvorim shehedir v'seif nishbis. However, he says that it would seem that it should only apply that if the nether was first, the amir nishbis seif hedir os l'rume. Right, so he says that it makes sense that this halacha should not apply if the ned was first afterwards because of this shal haram. Okay, that's the brayis. Zok the Gemara as follows: My lav v'mada eishes koyin kamiflugi. Zok the Gemara, what's the case over here that there's machloikis? How could there be? Why should there be machloikis? Is Zok the Gemara that l'chor their machlok is by Eishes Kain, because by Eishes Yisrael, that l'chor is poshut, that she's also to him, then there's no chiv. So machlok is mostly by Eishes Kain. Abaye the Omer Kabbalazer, Abaye, whose sheet is that. Abaye holds like Kabbalazer that is a chiyuv pidyon, even an eishes coin. Blazer on a point of a noisin loxubos is a chiyuv pidyon. Right, because Abaye Shita is that by an Eishes Kohen Isurim don't have any effect, but Rava Dom Kavishua and Rava who holds that other Isurim other than Shvuya, Eishes Kohen Eishes Yisrael all the same, and it affects the Chiyuv Pidyon. See, he holds like Rav Yeshua. So tomorrow, L'chor, this is Machlokes Tanoim. Zolta Gemara, no, lo. Hochma askin nekigan shenotra ihi vikayim lohu. So first the Gemara wants to be madchilis, that the case over here is not that he made the neder, but she made the neder. Shenotra ihi vikayim lohu. Rablaze sover hu noisna etzma ben shineh, Yeshua sover hu noisna etzma ben shineh. Now let's see Rashi over here. Zok Rashi. In this, that the Gemara is being madche right now. Let's see the Rashi Yehocham Ayaskinu. Kloimer Loedan Rabbi Lezer Bishua Lav Vaputu Rabbi Abaye Verova Pli. That is not. They're not arguing in that issue. Ve'i Beisad Dover Acher Shlo Adi Neder Inami Bikoyhenes Adi Neder Kuli Almo Ikabai Kirova. That there's no machlekes. Ula Tanoim could work out with Abaye or Rava. We're speaking about a specific case. The case really is that she was the one who made this Isser Hano, v'kayim lohu, and he was mekayim et shomay. Yikayim, hoyhechresh lehefer b'yem shomay, whatever the gedorim of kiyim, however he makes the kiyim. Zok Rashi uvi Yisrael pligi, and we're talking about a Yisrael, nothing to do with kayim. We're talking about Yisrael. Now, Yisrael, generally, the Chiyuv Pidyon is dependent on whether he can take her back. Now, so over here, Maisi, he can't take her back. Right? So what's the Machlokes over here? Why should it be that there is a Chiyuv Ksuba over here? So it's a little more that's dependent on who we relate the responsibility to this Isser to. But Tanya Bishua, the Kosova, he knows the Etzah Ben Shineo, Bino Yishchosoi, Kloima, he gormo la'atzmo levatel t'no. If she is the cause of the bitl t'nai, she'ena niyochol likris b'Yisrael v'yisfinach le'intu. She's the one who's responsible for that. Now we'll see that in a minute. Reb Lezer Sover, who knows an etz men shineh linoshech, sheloy lo hofer lo. So let's see. We're talking about an Eishes Yisrael. Right? An Eishes Yisrael, the Eishes Yisrael really, the chiv pidyon is dependent on when he could take her, whether he could take her back or not, by an Eishes Yisrael. So therefore, the halacha, so what should the din be? Since he can't take her back, he should not be mechuyiv. So therefore, Rabbi Shua's shita is understandable. Why should it be that he is mechuyev? So Rashi, Zokta Gemara, Lezer Sover, who knows an etzba ben shineh halinoshev shloy lahofer lo. He's the one who caused the iser. If he caused, so we see something new in the Gemara over here, right? That if he caused the Isser, so he's mechuyev in pidyon. Even though, according to the general gedorim and the rules of pidyon, if she's also tim by Eishes Yisrael, then he's not mechuyev. However, over here by the neder, since he's responsible, he was garim the iser, so he can't pater himself from the chiyuv that he has. Now let's just understand what this means. Just to speak it through. I mean, every time a Rami who marries a Yisroel who met, the case of Mamzeres in the scene, right? I mean, he's also made the Kiddushin, right? So why don't you say over there also that he's Goram Loli Yasser, and therefore he should be Mechuyiv, right? What is the difference over here? Right? How do you understand what's special about this case? The halach over here seems to be that if he's garim the iser, so an iser that he causes, that he's responsible for, that's something which can't pater him, can't take off the chiyuv ksuba, the tanai ksuba of piruk.
Because in this case, the kedushin the nesum is a kosher one from the beginning. Whereas in the other case, by Mamzeres, it's not.
Mm-hmm, okay. That's a difference. How do you understand?
One is taking off the Yisr, one's putting on a Chiyuv. Right? It's, over there, we were talking about initially, are you putting a Chiyuv on him? Here, there is a chiyuv for him to be part of her, and then he did something to stop it.
Okay, so that's explaining a little better, right, what you're saying, right? That's what the difference is. Now, according to that, then you're really agreeing, let's say, to the assumption of the question, that when he marries a mamzeres, that's also him being goyrim. However, you're saying that granted that these both cases are goyrim, but there's a difference what him being goyrim would affect. Him being goyrim doesn't have it. What make a difference as far as the initial chiyuv? So as long as if when you're coming in, she's already asked to him initially. So even if he would be the goyrim, but the chiyuv can't be chal in the first place. However, if the chiyuv was chal initially, and now you want to talk about a hafkas achiyuv, want to take off the chiyuv, so that's where the Gemara says that he can't take off the chiyuv when he's the goyim. Right? That's I understand, right? That's what we're saying over here.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, by when he makes a neder, he could also. When he takes off the neder, he can
make sure
the neder. He can also do that also.
So we're talking about she made the neder, right? She made the neder, and he was mekayim it. He was mekayim it.
Didn't we have a case where he made the neder?
Okay. We're discussing the moment she made the neder. Right, that's what we're talking about right now. But concerning the Vikas Shiloh here that we're talking about, right? I want maybe offer another difference, right? That maybe there's a difference as far as the goyim is concerned, right? Because we know not to make a kedushin, a person can't make a kedushin against her will. So maybe there's a difference like this. Is that by the Gemara Shiloh over here in the nether is, as soon as the nether is, that Simi Tzadechad, she made the nether, but the Idach Kisa, that he has the last say, right, as far as whether this nether will be Kayim or not. Right, so possibly that there's a chilik in a Goyrim, right, because we could question the assumption of the question. Right, the original question was assuming that he's also a goyim in mamzeres l'nesina. Maybe that's not true. Right, we wouldn't relate it to him because you know we need both. We need the consent of both in order to make the kiddushin. So he's not any more of a goyim as far as that's concerned. over here by a neder, true that she needed to make neder in the first place, but since he has the power to decide whether or not according to the Shita, so the whole neder, the kiyum of a neder, is related singularly to him. That's why, according to Reb Elazar, this is called specifically a hugar.
What's the svar behind that? I mean, she made the neder. Okay, he wasn't mevatel the neder. He wasn't made for the neder. So
it's
why is it worse what he did than what she did?
Because he caused it to go into effect. He's the final word.
But he didn't do anything. He didn't cause it to go into effect. He didn't stop it from going to effect.
He's the final stamp.
Uh-huh. Even if it could happen without any positive involvement, let's say, right? Because then if he just is hechrish law. Right? But it's because of his decision. Right, whether it's there or not, right? True that she set up the wherewithal to have the nether itself, but the finality of the nether or not is really in up to him. So however he makes it that it is ends up being a nether, right? Regardless whether it was with a positive participation or not, but that's we've seen that he's doing it. It's him.
Right, I'm not so clear on that, so I'm going to ask you now the other side.
Okay.
What by Kedushin, would you say the same thing? He offers her the ring, but she has the final say by taking the ring? So really, it's more up to her than up to him? Or no, there it's equal. There they're both Shavu.
Well, right, because even her taking, I mean, it's not... Right, it's a transaction which you need the das. I mean, even if you understand like a simple any transaction, we understand that the both parties are equal involved.
Okay.
Right, I wouldn't say. Right, that's another way that you could have understood the difference. And if we had some more time, maybe we could think of a nafka mina between these two ways of being mechalik.
The nether was made. Totally his approval in the first place. Hmm. It was never another unless he approved. That was without understanding.
You're saying because if he didn't hear it, it wouldn't go. What if he doesn't? What if she makes a neder and her husband's away? Months and months go by.
It doesn't go into effect till he hears it.
Right, but even if he's made for it later. If she was over on it, she still needs slicha.
It's mostly things bein ol bein ol. Mostly it's things that we're discussing things that are between him and her.
I hear. But if she was over on that neder, it's true that in the end, he was made for it. In the end of the day, she didn't do anything, but she still needs slicha.
That's the pasuk says that.
Right. So I mean, it's not a nothing. You're right. It goes away retroactively, and she wasn't really over on the net.
She really needs slicha, but she needs slicha. She thought she did something wrong. In reality, she didn't do anything wrong.
You're right. Saying it's not a net until he hears.
I think what Michael is saying that is that what you need to know that is what about till that? You know, you're talking about that she's over after the bow was made for. But what about till the bow was made for? Right? The Gemara says that the hafora is Megas guys is Mikan Labo.
It's all Mikan Labo?
Yeah.
I thought it never was
another. But a Chochem is Oiker, Mafreya, and a Baal is Megas guys.
Going forward?
Yeah.
Even though he never heard about it?
Whenever he's made for it.
And a father with a daughter is also going forward?
That's the din hafora, I believe, right? That's the hafora is Megas guys, which means that you cut it off from here on in. But I don't think it makes a difference because we're discussing the here on in, right? That's what we're discussing, right? Right. So as far as the here on in, that is in he's the one. So you don't have to say as strong as you're saying that. Like in the first place, it's nothing. But for what's concerning us, the isser. Right, which is going to be here concerning in the Shvia, that's something which is which is dependent on him.
And again, at the end of the day, the Gemara entertains two stadim, there's two opinions of whether he's the Iker Gorim or she's the Iker Gorim. It's not like a Davar Pasha, because he's the last word, he's the Iker Gorim. There's,
well, at this point, it's a Machalik Sanoim, right? That's what we're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Okay, let's just see if we can make it to the end over here. Okay, fine. So the Gemara asked the questions on this, and let's see the Maskonas HaGemara. Right, this is a fundamental point that the Gemara mentions right now, which was brought up before. Let's see if we could see it here.
Does it make a difference if he makes the debt that he can't get hana from her, or she can't get hana from him? The lashon Rashi says is that he made a nether that she can't get hana from him. Would it make a difference if he makes a nether that he can't get hana from her?
I don't know. Let's see. Zoch the Gemara. Gemara comes back, and Gemara says as follows: that Avad were talking about that he made the neder. Right, Zoch the Gemara. I'm picking up over here, right after the brackets. See, there's a bracket around the word L'Kohen Gadol. Keep thinking about the Eishes Yisrael. Rabbi, because Gemara originally thought that if he made the neder, the case must be that an Eishes Kohen. Because if it's an Eishes Yisrael, so what's the shaila? If it agrees by Eishes Yisrael that the Chiyuv Pinyan is dependent on the bit on if, only if he could marry her. So no, he pleaded with Madir Eishes Yisrael. The blessed Ozel Bosa Meikoru. Efshur Ozel Bosa Basayif. Okay, so let's just talk this for a minute, and work out the chilp tina Abay and Rava. But what's relevant over here is as follows. Right, Zot Gemara, that there's a machlekes over here. This is the Gemara discusses a new chiluk over here. That till now we're always discussing that the issa was there meikorim. I thought, as far as what we're talking about. Now, if the issa, what about if the issa comes after they're married? Right, that's what this matter over here Bayas is talking about. So talking about as follows. Right, Reb Lezer who says that there's a chiyuv pidyon, Reb Lezer ozel bosa meikoru. That means at the time, initially when they got married, that there was no iser, so the chiyuv pidyon was chal. Since the chiyuv pidyon was chal, so even though later he can't take her back, he's still mechuyev. Reb Shua ozel bosa basoif, and Reb Shua says that you have to work with at the time of the pidyon itself. If at this point of time, then he can't take her back, he's not mechuyev. Now let's just talk about just for a minute. It's very late over here. This is also has to do with what we discussed before, right? That on the one hand, if it has to do with this din that meikora, there's no chiyuv on marriage, which is osur. So in this situation, the marriage was mutter in the first place, right? Sirachiv was chal. According to the other side that we were talking about, that there's some kind of contingency between the two, right? So that would seem to be that it's dependent on right now, right? Could he, at the time when you want to be mekayem this chiyuv, do you have to do? So it would seem that on the contrary, that these two stadim that we were talking about before might just be this machlekes over here. Is that what taka is the Yisoid Hadvarim? Right? Is it a halacha in the initial hischaivos? That's this whole din. That the initial hischaivos, right, of an isha asura wasn't the chiv ksuba wasn't given. So that's totally in the shas of the chiv ksuba. And therefore, if she was mutter to him at the time, and later something happened, so the chiv ksuba was chal. It's not going to be poka. because of this iser. But if the reason for this halacha is because that's a condition in the ikar, in the ikar chiyuv, right? That means my whole chiyuv is together with taking her back. If you can't take her back, then is that mechuyev to be paid to her? Right. So then it depended on where you're standing right now, right? That in itself could have been the explanation over here to these two stodim. Okay, we'll have to leave you over here, right? With that, right? And what you need to see is if you could look at the machlekes each on both stodim rather than right. That's the right. And at the first glance, right? You know, you could say like that, right? But we try to limit the machlekes and therefore to see, you know, if both stodim could hold, right? Both man the armor could hold like one or two stodim and nevertheless have a machlekes in there. Okay.
Did you put my email?